free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Even a brief and cursory yet honest look at American society today reveals a rapid decline and rejection of the principles that founded this nation. What we see unfolding at an alarming pace are the results of a nation that has drifted away from objective morality and a general understanding of universal natural law and has instead openly embraced decadence and moral relativism. Instead of a country working together collectively to achieve a common goal, what we have is a divided nation that has become complacent, indifferent, and outright nihilistic. Americans have for decades allowed a criminal element, a foreign power, to gradually and methodically infiltrate the houses of government, the courts, Hollywood and the media, the miseducation establishment, the medical industry, and virtually every other area of society you could think of. This country is a discarded remnant of what it used to be, whose destruction has been brought about largely by her own people's complacency. Apathy, historical illiteracy, and willful ignorance are not virtuous, and they never will be. As the story goes, in the closing days of the Constitutional Convention in September 1787, a woman named Elizabeth Powell approached Benjamin Franklin and asked him, "What have you given us, a republic or a monarchy?" To which Franklin replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." The U.S. did not remain a republic for very long, as it eventually incorporated and began its steady downward slide into despotism. The results of this failure to keep the republic intact stare us in the face today, as sweeping corruption and criminality infest the body politic and foreign agents are openly paraded before the gormless and apathetic public to curse and mock them as they oversee the destruction of their country.
I got hairy legs.
In the turbulent times of February 1871, halfway through the Reconstruction era following the Civil War, the United States incorporated. The southern states had no representation in the House, Congress, or Senate, and the South was occupied at the time by the Union Army. The United States effectively incorporated, but some researchers suggest that it was set up as a corporation from the very start. Ever since, America has been subjected to commercial law or contract law. Money is the god of this world, and the system of commerce is the governing law form, with its codes and statutes, its mandates and diktats, creating a great divide of classes between creditors and debtors, lords and serfs. The financial system, the commercial system itself, is one of global feudalism, and you are a commoner on the plantation. The question is, how long do you want to continue to be a slave? The incorporation of the U.S. was the foot in the door for the international banking cartel, which later, in 1913, with the establishment of the foreign-owned Federal Reserve Bank, would begin the process of sealing America's fate and bring her into the clutches of the Jewish oligarchical financial control system. She's been a vassal state of Israel ever since, doing its bidding, fighting its wars, and the Zionist state has placed its agents within the houses of government to sway and influence both American foreign and domestic policy.
White supremacy.
I got hairy legs.
White supremacy. White supremacy. White supremacy.
Powerful lobbying agencies such as AIPAC hold enormous sway over both political parties, and their agents of Israeli-American dual citizenship see to it that the bought and paid for political puppets enact policies that benefit Israel first, never America first. The Khazarian, Talmudic, Sabbatean, Jewish mafia has had control of this country for more than a century, and they are now moving quickly to hammer the final nail in the coffin, to drive the fatal stake through the heart of America. Lysander Spooner, was an American abolitionist, lawyer, philosopher, and writer, among other things. He was a brilliant man who lived during the times of the Civil War. He was an outspoken critic of the Constitution, demonstrating in his writings how it was not a binding contract. Again, remember, we are under contract law within this commercial system. Spooner was a keen observer of natural law, an advocate of human rights, and a visionary who was truly ahead of his time. He was an anti-authoritarian and demonstrated clearly and eloquently in his writings the folly of government. In his treatise, No Treason, The Constitution of No Authority, we read, "The question of treason is distinct from that of slavery, and it is the same that it would have been if free states, instead of slave states, had seceded. On the part of the North, the war was carried on, not to liberate the slaves, but by a government that had always perverted and violated the Constitution to keep the slaves in bondage, and was still willing to do so if the slaveholders could be thereby induced to stay in the Union. The principle upon which the war was waged by the North was simply this, that men may rightfully be compelled to submit to and support a government that they do not want, and that resistance on their part makes them traitors and criminals. No principle that is possible to be named can be more self-evidently false than this, or more self-evidently fatal to all political freedom. Yet it triumphed in the field and is now assumed to be established. If it be really established, the number of slaves, instead of having been diminished by the war, has been greatly increased. For a man thus subjected to a government that he does not want is a slave. And there is no difference in principle, but only in degree, between political and chattel slavery. The former, no less than the latter, denies a man's ownership of himself and the products of his labor, and asserts that other men may own him and dispose of him and his property for their uses and at their pleasure. Previous to the war, there were some grounds for saying that, in theory at least, if not in practice, our government was a free one, that it rested on consent. But nothing of that kind can be said now, if the principle on which the war was carried on by the North is irrevocably established. If that principle be not the principle of the Constitution, the fact should be known. If it be the principle of the Constitution itself should be at once overthrown. He wrote that in 1867. The inherent problems with government were recognized by this forgotten American philosopher 157 years ago. We can simplify the above passage by plainly stating the obvious fact. Government itself is slavery. Repeat after me, kids. Government is slavery. Government is slavery. Where are the great thinkers like Spooner today? Where are the great poets like Ezra Pound? Where are the great statesmen like Thomas Paine? Their memories have been all but lost in a tidal wave of twisted ideologies and fabricated revisionist history. Their names and great works have been expunged from the pages of history. Instead, today we have the TikTok generation and the social media influencers. We have day-drinking OnlyFans moms that aspire to become internet porn sensations. We have the social justice warriors and the brain-dead woke brigades with their Marxist nonsense and obsession with pronouns. We have an entire nation of gullible, slave-minded idiots, obese and addicted to pharmaceutical drugs, detached from objective reality and forever lost up their own asses. As a man in his mid-50s, I can tell you, this country does not even remotely resemble the country I grew up in. Corruption has spread like a cancer throughout the body politic, the courts, the churches, the financial sector, and everywhere else in society. People seem to no longer display common courtesy, manners, or respect for their elders. So many have lost self-respect, and it shows. They don't care at all about what's going on in their country or in the world. And for the most part, they remain woefully ignorant of even recent history. In fact, they revel in their ignorance. They feel safe within the confines of their subjective illusions while their country falls apart. Denial is not a river in Egypt, and that bridge in Baltimore was not an accident. The only law that truly matters is natural law. Call it God's law, universal law, call it what you will. If man's consciousness were aligned with universal natural law and a deep understanding of ethics and objective morality, we would never be in the mess that we find ourselves within now. We would never have allowed this hideous evil to arise in our midst and impose its will upon us. We would never have allowed them to go after our children. What does that say about the consciousness of human beings? Through a steady process of gradualism, America's institutions have been overthrown and her people have been demoralized and, for the most part, reduced to ignorant and obedient rule followers that do what they are told and never question anything. We have an increasingly militarized police force and a corrupted court system that sets violent criminals free due to communist policies. We have legalized, sanctioned, and violent crime, massive societal unrest, weaponized immigration, and Marxism being taught openly in American schools. We have a foreign power that has controlled America covertly for over a century, that has now emerged from the shadows and revealed its agenda for America with its Green New Deals, its replacement migration, its looting of the middle class and the treasury to fund endless wars for Israel, its mandatory injections, its destruction of the rule of law, its rigged elections, its perverted ideologies, and the grooming of children. They're coming for your children now. How do you like that? Are you ready to resist and fight yet? Or are you going to hand over those kids into the arms of tyranny? Americans largely ignore this blatant and wholesale destruction of their country, and for that, their children and grandchildren will pay the ultimate price. Since the launching of the COVID PSYOP scamdemic, the middle class has been looted in what amounts to an asset seizing operation. The COVID years saw the largest transfer of wealth in history.
COVID.
Businesses have been destroyed in droves, and the commercial real estate sector is in serious trouble, not to mention the housing market. The U.S. dollar is in a steady decline as the national debt increases by $1 trillion every 90 days. And still, Americans do nothing, as their money is stolen to finance proxy wars in Eastern Europe, to fund the invasion of their country through illegal immigration, and hate speech laws are being passed that would make George Orwell turn over in his fucking grave.
Hate speech.
Recently, a corrupt, bipartisan congressional coalition of criminals has passed House Resolution 6090, termed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, attempting to outlaw any criticism of Israeli policy or any mention of Jewish influence as anti-Semitic.
Hate speech. Anti-Semitism.
Oh, that tired old chestnut again? Remember the saying, to find out who rules over you in society, just look at who you're not allowed to criticize.
It's the Jews. It's always been the Jews. Everyone knows it's the Jews. Shalom, motherfucker.
How is it that a foreign Jewish power has so much influence over Americans, even to the point of policing their speech? Who the fuck is in control here?
It's the Jews. It's always been the Jews. Everyone knows it's the Jews. Shalom, motherfucker.
Nowhere in the reprehensive bill does it even define what anti-Semitism is.
Anti-Semitism.
I guess it's whatever they say it is in the moment. They want to imprison people for exercising their right to free speech. Meanwhile, criminal gangs like BLM and Antifa cause billions of dollars of destruction and no criminal charges are filed. Retail theft in many large blue cities goes unpunished, and these policies are destroying the retail industry. In fact, in New York, retail theft has become an underground $4.2 billion black market industry. Violent crimes committed by illegals or Marxist insurrectionists go unpunished, meanwhile, criticizing the criminal Israeli government's ongoing decades-long outright slaughter of the Palestinian people is grounds now for being imprisoned. Another provision of the bill claims that any Christian who claims that the Jews killed Jesus is engaging in anti-Semitic hate speech.
Hate speech.
What about the Talmudists, whose texts disparage Christ in ways that would be considered extremely offensive to most Christians? Is that hate speech? At the time of this recording, Antifa communists are torching police cars again in Portland, and no arrests are being made, yet peaceful protesters on campuses across the country are being beaten and arrested for speaking out against the Zionist slaughter in Gaza. Keep in mind that paid, Soros-funded agitators will be present to stir things up and create the excuse for the cops to get involved, but for the most part, they are going after the peaceful ones, as they always do. This is to provide an example of what will not be tolerated. In this case, standing up against Jewish ethnic cleansing in the Middle East is tantamount to hate speech.
Hate speech.
Anti-Semite.
If the order-following minions are told to open fire on unarmed students, they will. Of course, it's happened before. Now, if you mention the Kent State Massacre to the average American these days, they will have no idea what you're talking about. On May 4th, 1970, the National Guard opened fire on the Kent State University campus in Ohio, killing 4 unarmed students and wounding 9 more. They were peacefully protesting U.S. involvement in the Vietnam slaughter, so don't ever tell me that it can't happen here. Hundreds of billions of dollars are thrown at Ukraine to continue the devastating proxy war against Russia that has been going on for a decade. The area that is currently being fought over, the southeast area of Ukraine, was the original homeland of the Khazars, the ones today who call themselves Jews and control the American, Israeli, and British governments. The purpose of the Ukraine debacle, I believe, is to create a Greater Israel, a re-establishment of the Khazarian kingdom. The Russians and Byzantines expelled the Khazars in around 968 AD, and yes, they hold grudges for that long. This particular tribe has wreaked havoc across the Middle East and Europe for centuries, and they've been expelled from numerous countries and nation-states throughout the ages.
It's the Jews. It's always been the Jews. Everyone knows it's the Jews. Shalom, motherfucker.
In February 2014, the Ukrainian democratically elected administration of Viktor Yanukovych was overthrown in a coup financed by the EU, American, and Israeli governments on behalf of the Khazarian Jews. This war between Ukraine and Russia has been going on for a decade, and again, the idea is to reestablish the Khazarian homeland and create a Greater Israel. America is a fallen banana republic with its kangaroo courts and show trials. Pride in its open depravity, its collapsing infrastructure and staggering national debt. It is the whore of Babylon, and if you understand the religion of the Khazarian self-styled Jews, that makes perfect sense. America is the strong arm man for the foreign powers that use her weapons and military might to expand their operations in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, to commit mass genocide, and to destroy the United States from within. We're at the breaking point right now, and still so few can see it. It's a sad shame because the time to rise is here and now. Both corrupted parties are controlled by the same unseen force, the same gang of political manipulators and financiers that control the banking establishment and holding corporations. The same people that pulled off the Kennedy assassination are the same ones who pulled off 9/11. The same ones who incarcerated 100,000 Japanese-American civilians in internment camps are the same ones behind the push for mandatory lethal injections. The same criminal motherfuckers that shot down Flight 800 are the same psychopathic miscreants that blackmail powerful high-level people by secretly filming them engaging in vile and heinous acts with children. These amoral, compromised sadists are then given their marching orders, and they carry them out like the dutiful, willing servants of evil that they are.
Hate speech, hate speech, hate speech, hate speech, hate speech,
anti-Semitism.
Never mind the current propaganda and bullshit media cover stories.
Television is not the truth. Television is not the truth. Television, 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 television is not the truth.
That shit is for the brain-dead normies and soulless meat golems. Let them have their sporting events and celebrity gossip. Let them have their television programming and satanic entertainment. Let them eat cake. Let them have their bread and circuses. After the collapse of the dollar and the rolling out of the digital cashless system, it will be the end of America. It's too bad that Americans insist on doing nothing while their country is overwhelmed with illegal invaders and the enemy has effectively overthrown the entire system of government. It is too far gone to fix now. What comes next? Time will tell.
I got hairy legs. I got hairy. I got hairy legs.
White supremacy. White supremacy. White supremacy.
Anti-Semitism.
Bomb Turkey, bomb Peru, bomb those fucking Mexicans in Colombia. You know, the thing.
It's the Jews. It's always been the Jews. Everyone knows it's the Jews. Shalom, motherfucker.